Sahasa, suddenly. Utáj, rajzen, proču, deset, pranjalaya, with folded hands, sthiya, the dancers, vayam, we, karmakami, met servants, dubhyam, for you. Sadi,
please tell.
Nam, us. Karalama, utanu. Kim, what? Translation and purpose by the Divine Grace Nisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Seeing her, the damsels suddenly rose and said with folded hands, "We are your maid servant. Tell us what we can do for you." Let me repeat. Seeing her, the dancers suddenly rose and said with folded hands, "We are your maid servants. Tell us what we can do for you." Purport. While Devahuti was thinking of what to do in that great palace in her dainty cloth, they were at once, by the yogic powers of Kadamamuni, 1,000 bed servants prepared to serve her. They appeared before Devahuti within the water and presented themselves as her maid servants, simply awaiting her orders. Text 15. Agam chala pankena Adivesa saraswatya sarasi sadalasa. Her body was coated with a thick layer of dirt, and her breasts were discolored. She dove, however, into the lake, which contained the sacred waters of the Saraswati. 26. In the house inside the lake, she saw 1,000 girls, all in the prime of youth and fragrant like lotuses. And 27. See how the dancer suddenly rose and said with folded hands, "We are your best servants. Tell us what we can do for you." You'll not be surprised. We have a relationship with people whom we know. And according to the people we know, also, relationship may be deeper or light. And here the Devahuti is dealing with people she doesn't know. And they're ready to render service to her, introducing themselves as a maid servant. First of all, she was really very shocked to see the creation of her husband. And she was hesitating to enter the palace. And the husband told her to enter the lake. And she entered the lake, and from the lake she disappeared to a different planet, completely different planet. You know, mysterious. It's mysterious. And there is meeting beautiful 1,000 girls. What beautiful. It is said here, the aroma from their body is fragrant like roses from the body. Not that there is a rose factory in this place. There is no rose factory. It is natural. It is natural. We are simply disturbing nature. That is why the whole world is suffering. When our chariots, instruction is speaking, an Arab person now starts to talk to you about Lokasha Jay. Lokasha Jadanta. He is correct. Lokasha Jadanta, the general mass of people does not know. What is it we don't know? And now to pass on structure, but the joy of today, our suffering in the material world is 100% unnecessary. All the sufferings of the living entities in the material world is 100% unnecessary. In fact, it should not happen. It should not happen. We should not suffer. But because we have an addicted to always trying to tell what nature has arranged, this has been our disease, trying to change things. It's not correct. What power do we have? Now we are creating so many artificial things. Living artificial life is considered civilization. There are so many factories producing chemicals. In the moment you arrive in Dubai airport, what do you see? You didn't get it? So many ladies are there smiling. That smile is not from the heart, it is for your money. Here, the 1,000 dancers who are waiting to serve the devotee, they were doing for the heart. We are your servant. It is natural. They need to do the service, not prepare. After they spray you with their chemicals. What is the idea?
To buy.
Buy. It's not good for you. Buy. It's so bad. What is wrong with these chemicals? There are many things wrong with these chemicals. One reason, some encourage us to remain dead. All these chemicals, all these perfumes, is to encourage us to remain dainty. A person who is bathing very nicely, do you need all this artificial thing? Is it necessary? They are already natural ointment. The gopis will pick all these things in the forest naturally and make it. This is the duty of Brenda Dini. But the Vanavasis, her maid servant, her associate, her servant, her duty is to pick all the natural things, they know which tree will give certain things which are meant for heads. The ointment used for eyes, used for painting hands, used for leaves. They are natural. Nature produced them naturally. You don't have to have a factory consuming a lot of fuel, diesels. 50 years from now, there will be enough fuel for people to move around. What will happen? We are causing problems. But nature has provided all these things. Those days, you go to the bank of a river and you pick utensils. No factory, He had provided a river naturally produced them. They produced all the utensils for cooking. They are all produced from the river. And the minerals from mountains. You get all of it naturally. Today we have huge factories disturbing nature. Therefore, we have to pay the price by suffering. Chinta Baranayam, in miserable anxiety. Well, let me indicate why. But disturbing nature. Abaranayam, in miserable anxiety. Is it not true? Is it not true? Anxiety is unlimited. In all directions, right from bed, some children are going to wear glass right from bed. I didn't wear glass from bed. I'm wearing that at the age of 50. But children, today, you see children who are going to wear glass for life, right from bed. Is that life? Civilization. That is civilization. That is advancement. We are in advanced age, scientific advancement. That the child is going to wear from birth, he's going to wear glass for life. That is civilization. That is advancement. That is civilization. They were looking for 1,000 beautiful young girls. Their beauty is not cosmetic beauty. It's not factory beauty. And they were at their prime youth, not old. Not old. Upon seeing the beauty, the ladies, the girls, they rose from their seats and introduced themselves. We are your young servants. What do you want us to do? We are simply waiting for your order. Whatever you order, we are going to do. No salary, no condition. It is natural. The girls, being very respectful to Devahuti, brought her forth, and after bathing her with the valuable oils and ointment, they gave her fine, new, spotless clothes to cover her body. Sinane natam harina swapa itwa mana swinim dukule dirmale mutne mutne taduru asya chamana. The girls, being very respectful to the Devahuti, brought her thoughts. And after beating her, just one person, they had how many? 1,000 bed servants. Just for one person. Just to take that. Dressing and ornamenting her. 1,000 bed servants. Even if we don't want to go back to Godhead, even if you don't want to go back to Godhead, let us do bhakti for Krishna. Even for no reason, don't do bhakti for Krishna. In all circumstances, do bhakti for Krishna. Sukha Goswami said, Lokasya Ajananta. A general mass of people does not know that the soul does not need to suffer. Therefore, the lineage of the Vyasa compiled Veda, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in connection with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam is connected with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if you don't want to go back, you don't want to go back to Godhead, back to Krishna, it's compulsory, it is necessary. Other materially, whatever direction you will take devotional service to be, you should do back to Krishna. Devotee is having 1,000 sarvas. Better with valuable oils and ointments. Not from factory, it was natural. Everything was natural. Completely pure. There is no offense. There is no offense. In making the ointment, there is no offense, no sin. It is natural. And they provided her with a fine, new, spotless cloth to cover her body. Spotless. All the ingredients, like the incense, like our incense, contains what? Natural herbs, natural herbs. Like cow dung, natural, pure, uncontaminated. And other, like aguru, added, or sandalwood, or musk, added. It is very, very, very pleasing to the heart, to the atmosphere, to the senses, to help us focus on the service of Krishna. So we offer all these articles. Nature has made them, so we can offer these articles for Krishna's pleasure. And when Krishna is pleased in this way, those who are facilitating Krishna's enjoyment, Krishna's happiness, Krishna's satisfaction, they will also automatically be happy and satisfied. This is how nature arranges things. But we are very, very stubborn. We don't want to follow. We want to create our own way. This has been the problem of the living entities from time. They then decorated her with very excellent and valuable jewels, which shone brightly. Next, they offered her food containing all good qualities and a sweet, inebriating drink called Asavan. And Papa said, Asavan is an Ayurvedic medicinal and medical preparation. Ayurvedic medical preparation. It is not a liquor. It is not. It is especially made from drugs and is meant to improve metabolism for the healthy condition of the body. Vedic culture things are arranged perfectly. And people eat. A food which we eat, it is medicine to take care of the body. But today, the food we are eating is just to fill the belly. Everything completely different. Just to fill the body. Not more medicinal. So in the Vedic culture, the food is in four categories. Sweet, salty, pungent, and
sour.
This is how nature arranged. And when we follow them, we have a healthy life. See, nature perfectly arranged things. There is time for marble. There is time for olive. There is time for but it exists. When it is mango season, take mango. When it is orange season, take orange. All the seasonal fruit go like this. If you follow them like this, you will not be sick. But now we have preservation. When there is no mango, you have to preserve the mango. And avoiding the seasonal fruit which is present at that moment. Or we will combine them together. It is against nature. So Prabhupada said we should not be surprised why we are suffering. And we should not ask why we are suffering. We should know why we are suffering. We should know. All of us should know why we are suffering. We are living outside culture. Follow perfectly nature's way. You'll be happy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Comments, questions? Yes, sir.
That's great. Like you have Bhagavad Gita, he has the Jayanti, no? The Bhagavatam never shared with Bhagavatam Jayanti.
There is Jayanti?
Yeah.
There is? Bhagavatam was given like Gita was given. The water was given also, like the Gita was given. And three verses. Originally. The first place is Samyabhas. This is the first Bhagavatam given. Samyabhas. Samyabhas is not yeah, this. The abode of Srila Vyasadeva. Samyabhas. The Sukadeva Goswami was given the Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva at the first place, and that was four also. And Sukadeva expanded this Bhagavatam. And the second place was Sukata, where he now gave Bhagavatam to his disciple, Parikshit Maharaj. The third place is Nimisha. Nimsa. Yes, a very spot. Sukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam, the sages and Amisha. Yes, there, very nice. Okay? So we went there. After taking baths, after a nice bathing in Gomti River in Naimisharanya is called Misriti, because not only one river, so many other rivers are mixed together in this place, this very place. Very nice. After taking part then we went to the very spot. And then we speak in the Bhagavatam. Very nice. So this is giant of Bhagavatam. So you can go to Nayusharan and celebrate. Sukhadhar is also there. Sukhadhar is close to Delhi. Nayusharan is Lucknow. It's 72 kilometers from Lucknow. They are all there. So you can celebrate the advent of Bhagavatam. Why not? All these holy places are very good places. Take advantage of these places. Acharyas, they said, if you think of Nameshwaranya, 50% of your sin is finished. 50%, just to think, is finished. And if you touch your feet and it's 100%, you're 100% free. Completely free. Do you believe that? Oh, maybe. Then it's another one. This is a statement of our Chinese. Let's know that you live in this. But we have to have that conviction, that faith that it is true because of the potency of the place. It's holy. Holy. Very nice place. Just to think, even to look to the direction. Look at the direction. Is purification. To think of that and to go there itself. What is the meaning of Nameshwara? Nimi. Nimisa means moment. It's a moment. Nimisa. Aranya, a forest. A forest where our sins can be destroyed in a moment in Nameshwara. Lord Brahma gave the blessing because the sages asked him, Kali Yuga is so terrible, the place, so terrible. So where can we go for, where can we find in Kali Yuga a place that is suitable for spiritual sacrifice? Bhagavatam has often mentioned in the purport that if you chant Hare Krishna in Nameshwaraya, if you perform jagya in Nameshwaraya, any auspicious thing you do in Nameshwaraya, the strength of the demons will be reduced. The demons will not have strength. All their strength will be checked. That the potency of Nameshwaraya is proper said in the Bhagavad. First of all, this is Sunakarisi, one of the Sunakarisi's questions. Sunakarisi, one of his questions was, Sukadeva Goswami, what's your name? To dig for the jungle. Parikshit Maharaj, in the kingdom, they are completely far, far apart. How did they contact each other? Like, but she had no telephone number for Sukadev Krishna. And Sukadev Krishna had no phone. He had no cell phone. So how did they communicate? How did they communicate? So someone is reading your mind from what Luis, reading your mind from here. That was a technology that is missing in Kali Yuga. That's a technology that is missing. So we should understand when our chariots are saying we are degraded, we should try to understand what it means. Degraded. What do you mean by degraded? We are really, really degraded. That we are depending on artificial things. What we're talking about, artificial things, all artificial things. Our thinking, it is advancement. It is degradation, not advancement. So we should be ashamed. And I can communicate only with cellular. At that time, there's no need for these artificial things. People are natural. They communicate from the heart. They communicate. You can speak from the heart. Everybody will hear. So there was no need for artificial microphone. The Sutta Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami was sitting in the sun. Thousands of people are sitting. Thousands of people are sitting. And he was speaking. Everybody was here. Because yesterday we were talking about we should tune in to the station. All of them tuned to the station. Sukadeva Goswami. The transmission was completely perfect. They were not having any problem with network. It was perfect. From the heart, we connected. They were connected. Everybody heard very clearly that it was struggling to hear. Perfect, because the heart was connected with the speaker. That's the qualification to hear, right? To get connected with the speaker. You have to tune into the channel. So all of them, they have the channel, so they tuned in. Look on it. So Sukadeva Goswami spoke and everybody had him very clear. No need for depending on anything artificial. No need. Okay, but Parishan Maharaj himself, he answered the question that it was the partiality that Krishna has for his family members. That Krishna sends what they was on to meet him. That was Parishad Maharaj's answer. But we know that all the sages are connected with Sukadeva Goswami. I was speaking heart to heart. Therefore, they could hear from the distance, wherever they are, they could hear from the distance. In the same way, Sanjaya was seated by Bhattam from Hastinapura in Kurukshetra. He was hearing and seeing. He was seeing and hearing everything. But Duryodhana, did he hear Krishna speaking to Arjuna? Duryodhana was right there at the battlefield. Sanjaya was not in the battlefield. He was in New Delhi. He had everything completely, every word Krishna spoke, he had it completely. There was nothing like, can you repeat? No. He had it perfectly. Why? He had connected from the heart. And he saw everything completely. During that time he was standing there, he didn't see, he didn't hear. He had no connection. He doesn't know how to tune into the station. He was disconnected. Krishna didn't speak Bhagavad Gita in the room of Arjuna. He spoke on the empty field. And not just empty field, the soldiers were here and here. In the middle, Krishna made all the arrangements. Let me show them my impartial nature. But though I'm impartial, continue, he said. But Krishna is not partial. But due to social intercourse, living entities can see Krishna, cannot see Krishna. So the differences is not because of Krishna. The differences is because of our own nature.
Prabhupada, in his book, he mentioned about nature, you know, is the center of this universe.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was very wonderful. Like, as nature is the center, so when he's speaking, the sound wave is. So everyone could hear.
Everybody could hear because they are connected.
Yeah.
With Sukadeva Goswami. Even though Gita had been spoken before his eyes, he was seeing Krishna and Arjuna talking, but he didn't hear what they were talking. His mind was, why are you wasting time? Let us fight. Let's finish these things so I get my kingdom and enjoy. And Sanjaya told him, he said, you're not going to win. Let me tell you clearly. Sanjaya is not a cheater. So he didn't hide anything from his master. He told him everything. My dear sir, you're not going to win this war. And he gave so many reasons. One, see Krishna standing here. See Krishna. What do you think he's standing here doing? See, Krishna is standing here. Your children are not pious, they are impious people. The power, they are pious. How do you think you're going to be? This place will have influence, which himself was afraid of. This place will have influence on the powers. Positively. And see. Look at the flag of Arjuna. See the flag. What do you see there? Hanuman is there. Hanuman supported Ramachandra. What did he do? What the battle? And he's standing here now. What is he going to do here? He wants to win. See, goddess of fortune. See, the goddess of fortune. Fortune is here. Fortune, not misfortune. See the goodness of fortune. You are connected with fortune? No. So please forget about meaning. Everything will go to the powers. The structure did not hide anything. Sanjaya, he didn't hide anything. He told him the truth. But we want to maintain our position so we can have our salary. So we tell lies. Sanjaya doesn't need salary, so he doesn't need that line, he'll tell the truth.
I'm seeing Sanjaya also was stressing, like when Arjuna was talking, he would say, Arjuna, and so many personalities. But when Krishna was speaking, he didn't mention Krishna was, he said, Sri Bhagavan was, making the point that this person is, it was reminding me, like, Dhritarashtra,
he is a supreme person. But still, Dhritarashtra, being spiritually blind also,
to make this, get this message.
Yes. That's
a
difference. Something else?
Yes, sir. In what type of Purana it is selected? Some say it is Buddha goodness, passion, Like this, Purana, Shruti, Smriti, Adi. So, in which type of Purana is selected? Mahabharata.
Originally, there are four Vedas, from which are Shruti, Sadhya Shruti. When Srila Vyasadeva saw that it is difficult for many people, then from there he brought in the Upanishads. From the Upanishads, then he brought in the Puranas. So from with the Puranas, Mahabharata. Also have Bhagavad from the Quran. And from the Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita also came. So the Puranas, they are called Itihasas, because they contain stories. What was it? They had the philosophy which is in the Vedas. And that's why some people who are not, or not so advanced, they don't accept the Quran. Itihasa, they don't accept it. This is Smriti. So these are Smritis. They accept the Smritis, they don't accept the Smritis. Well, Smriti is Sukadeva Goswami speaking. It's Sukadeva Goswami. Or the Acharya that's speaking.
So, as far as we are concerned, so do we believe in all the Smriti and Shruti as equally true?
Yes. They are true. They are given to us from Krishna's body. Krishna manifested them for us. So they are perfect. They are complete. Nameshwarani is also a place where yesterday we divided all these scriptures and gave to all these disciples. So there, you see the place is also there. Then we should have some spoke the word, and we also see other. So what I said, but of all of them, we accept this Bhagavad. Because this is the last work of yesterday. It's the last and the best. It's the best. Because this one does not discuss some other things which are in the Vedas. The recommendations which are there in the Vedas, you don't see. Karmakanda is there, but it's not here. Dharma Kurachita Kaitavatra Parama Saranam Chatam. This is Akuta.